Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, Syria is condemning U.S. airstrikes against militia groups in the eastern part of that country, calling them cowardly and a violation of international law. Those militias have the backing of Iran, and these airstrikes mark the first military offensive of Joe Biden's presidency. Let's bring in Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh. He's with the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, welcome.
Good to be with you, Peter.
Good to have you. And the U.S. government says this strike was retaliation for a February 15th rocket attack that killed an American contractor and injured a member of the U.S. military. Do you think it was an appropriate response?
Well, there were actually three separate attacks that were sort of clustered closely together. And the U.S. is saying, well, it's kind of saying it is responding to those earlier attacks, but it's really not directly tying with evidence those attacks to the groups that actually hit today. Those are groups that the U.S. has hit before, and it seems like in this case, perhaps the intention is possibly deterrence, you know, don't do things in the future, or maybe disruption because they're associated with smuggling arms into Iraq. You know, at the most general level, it's probably saying, if you hit me, I'll hit you. Of course, in the Middle East, everyone has a different story as to who threw the first punch. But the targets we hit are people we've tangled with before. And I think the big picture here, Peter, is militias are a bit of a wild card factor. They're very hard to get rid of. Iraq has gotten rid of them before, but it's a big bloody job. So given what's happened in Iraq with ISIS and all the rest, I don't think this is going away anytime soon.
All right. Let's hear from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who spoke with reporters earlier this morning.
We're very deliberate about our approach, as you would expect us to be. We allowed and encouraged the Iraqis to investigate and develop intelligence, and that was very helpful to us in refining the target.
I think it's worth hearing that, Jim, because the last time the Trump administration conducted strikes in Iraq, Iraq claimed its sovereignty had been violated, and then there were violent protests that followed. Do you think that the Biden administration took that into consideration?
Oh, absolutely. But it also would not have been difficult for them to do that. Why? Because Iraq wants two things. It doesn't want the U.S. to take unilateral military action inside its country without its permission, so it doesn't want that. But it also doesn't want militias firing off rockets and killing people. Iraq doesn't want any militias, you know, something that was an issue right after the war in Iraq, and then they sort of got them under control, and then it all swelled up again after the ISIS invasion of Iraq and the Iraqi army collapsed. But it doesn't want to be a battlefield between the U.S. and other, Iran or other people in the region, and it wants to control its own territory. So I'm sure it's more than happy to cooperate against the militias, but it doesn't want to be sort of a bystander when attacks take place on its territory.
And just briefly, what kind of statement does this make to Iran as Washington and Tehran are considering potentially difficult talks over resuming the nuclear deal?
Well, the signal to Iran is really just a general one to all the players in the region. I think they're trying to say the U.S. will respond to attacks on its forces with attacks on others who threaten them. I don't think it'll have much impact either way on rejoining the agreement on a compliance-for-compliance basis. That's going to sink or swim on its own.
Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Peter.